Everybody ain't too sure, you know, what they want to vote for, and they don't quite understand a lot of the stuff. So, but I believe it's going to be a good turnout. That's what I believe.
That's South St. Petersburg resident Ms. Dobson, who declined to give a first name. She was voting at Mount Zion African Methodist Episcopal Church in South St. Pete. That precinct isn't exactly bustling, but there is a slight trickle of voters here and there. Dobson, a Democrat, says she voted for Kendrick Meek in the U.S. Senate race over independent Charlie Crist, and that while she likes Crist, Meek was the obvious choice.
We already had made up our mind we was going to vote for Meek. I think he's going to be a good senator. I really do. I think Chris was, too. He was a real good guy because I met him when I used to be a bus driver a long time ago at a church way out on 49th and 62nd Avenue, and he was in that church speaking to those people, and he came out and shaked our hands and everything. I had my assistant on the bus with me. That was a long time ago. He was a very nice person. He still is.
But a few miles over at a church near Lake Magori, Julia Collier, another Democrat, says she's sticking with Chris.
I like Chris. Yeah. A lot. He's done a lot.
There seems to be a steadier stream of voters at this precinct, despite the slight drizzle. Democrats have been torn over whether to vote for Meek or Crist since Crist left the Republican Party 6 months ago, and many are voting for whoever they think will beat staunch Tea Party conservative Marco Rubio, who is against a woman's right to choose and doesn't think humans are causing global warming. Collier says this election is just as important as the 2008 presidential election.
We can get things situated in the government with life, point blank period, because things is headed downhill.
She adds that despite what the surveys say, most people she knows are heading to the polls.
Everybody that had voted still votes, that I know.
Eddie W. Utley, who's voting at that same precinct, agrees.
Like everybody go vote this year because it's too important.
He says he's a staunch Democrat, but doesn't get into specifics on which candidates are getting his vote this year. But he does say he's not a fan of the way the candidates have carried out their campaigns.
Too nasty. Nobody said nothing about the point. They was all, you know, going at each other, so nobody really going to do anything.
Melissa Edwards is voting at the Campbell Park Recreation Center, where turnout looks pretty sparse. She declines to reveal her party or the candidate she's supporting, but she says one key factor is determining which ovals she fills in on her ballot.
Well, it's important to me because of the economy, how it turned out the past 3 years, that we get back balance as a people as a whole and be non-biased about it. You know, the Republicans and the Democrats, we find a common balance of what's the good for the people.
But Edwards says she expects a low turnout because many potential voters don't think they can make a difference.
They think that their vote won't matter, but it really does. No voice, no vote. No vote, no voice.
Another voter here, who declines to give her name, disagrees.
Everybody I know that voted in is voting now.
She says this is because the 2010 election is really just another chance to show support for the Obama administration and its policies.
To keep the things that Obama's doing going in the right direction. We don't want to go back to where we came from. We want to go forward. So that's the reason I'm voting.
News reports suggest that everything is going smoothly at the polls, and none of the voters WMNF spoke with today said they had any problems voting. But when this reporter went to vote today at a Treasure Island polling place, election workers said the machine that tallies completed ballots had broken, and voters had to deposit their ballots in a slot without confirmation that their votes were actually being tallied. From South St. Pete, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.